So we're back here at Capstone News Now. I'm Jordan Laporta, joined in studio by Andrew Parks of the United Alabama Project. And joining us by phone is your new SGA president, Elliot Spillers, and we have him here first on Capstone News Now. Elliot, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing good, but how are you doing tonight is the more important question.
I'm doing amazing right now. Thanks, Brad.
So I'm going to ask you the first question because I know how everybody else felt about it. Are you shocked? Are you surprised?
Semi. But I can definitively say that I knew God had a plan with this. I'm a devout Christian, and anybody who can ask you, they're going through this process. I told them that God has a plan, and I knew that God for you can be against you.
So now, Elliot, obviously it's a historic night. You are the first African-American president of the SGA that this university has had since Cleo Thomas in 1976, and the first independent candidate to win the presidency of the SGA since 1985 when John Merrill did it. How does that make you feel? How are you feeling about your historic role this night at the University of Alabama?
Well, I can honestly say that it's not me. It's the people that I've been surrounded and blessed to be with throughout my entire 3 years at the university. That's Greek, that's non-Greek, and that is leaders across this entire campus. And this would not have been possible without them. And so this is a win for not just me, but for the university and for all of us as students here at Alabama.
Hey, Elliot. It's Andrew. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Andrew. I'm great. How are you?
Man, I could not be better right now. Let me be the first of many, many to follow who will congratulate you tonight.
Thanks, Andrew. You know very well. We've been through.
Yeah, yes, I do, buddy. Listen, I know, I mean, you really overcome the odds tonight. From a statistical standpoint, you have well overcome the odds tonight. And I want to get your perspective on sort of the historic implications of this. You know, as Jordan just said, you're the first black president since Cleo Thomas in 1976. That's almost 40 years ago now. You're the first independent president since John Merrill in 1986. That's almost 30 years ago now. You know, this is obviously a big moment for campus. How do you think this changes our campus going forward?
Honestly, this proves that we as students are capable of anything and everything, and that when you put the power in the students, then there's nothing that we cannot do. Honestly, I accredit every student that actually cared enough to vote, and hopefully this takes off the trend, so that way I'm not the only one within the next 30 or something years, and that we have more candidates going up and winning these positions.
So now, Elliot, You ran a successful campaign, obviously. Now we can say in hindsight, now that you've won, your campaign was obviously very effective. It obviously resonated with the voters. What do you feel like that you did that was able to gain you so many votes here tonight?
Honestly, prayer and relationship. For 3 years now, I've just worked as a leader, working with students and student organizations across this entire campus, and need to develop relationships with students. You gain a level of respect as well as something that is just that can't be taken away very, very easily. And when you can tap into that power, there's nothing that we can't do. And so I would credit this to my ability to pray hard and develop relationships.
Elliot, we actually haven't heard here tonight. We're hearing that the voter total was over 15,000, but we don't have a margin of victory yet. Can you confirm that? Were you told in the phone call, you know, how many votes you won by, or what the vote total was?
I wasn't aware. My phone was actually dead all tonight, and I powered it back up, and I got a phone call from Kelly Knox Hall, and she told me very quickly that I had won because she knew that my phone was dying. So I don't know much.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. You know the important part. You won.
Yeah, but the real work begins now. Honestly, like, this is just one step.
and so, obviously, like you just said, the real work begins now. And obviously, now that you have the job, you got to do it. So you're going to start putting your team together. You're going to start, obviously, the work of the SGA president very soon. What do you plan to do first now that you've been elected student body president?
First is just like you said, developing that team. I want to start off by reaching out to different people that I making sure that we are on track with our platform points and that we actually get something done this year going forward.
And so I'm going to send it back to Andrew if he has any more questions, but obviously we know that this is a big night for you. We're going to let you go and celebrate and enjoy yourself, but just one more question for you, Elliot, then we'll let you go.
Yeah.
I ask, we're working on getting the results of the other elections tonight. I know you ran a joint campaign with Tate Thomas, who was running for VPSA. Have you heard anything from him?
I have not heard anything from him yet.
Okay, well, in that case, I guess we'll go ahead and let you go. Have fun tonight. I can't tell you, on a personal level, how proud I am of you. Congratulations again. And, buddy, like you said, the work starts tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks, Andrew.